Governor Phil Scott lifted the few remaining pandemic restrictions today as Vermont hit its vaccination goal. 80% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's one of the highest rates in the nation. Scott will also allow the state of emergency, which has been in place since last March, to expire tomorrow. So what exactly changes now that restrictions are lifted? Governor Scott held a press conference about this today. VPR's Liam Elder Connors covered it, and he's here with me now. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So when we say that Scott is lifting all remaining pandemic restrictions, what restrictions are actually going away right now?
The big one that is going away is that there are no more restrictions or caps on how many people can be at events or gatherings. And in general, this is just sort of a big symbolic gesture as well to say that any of the guidance that the state was requiring during the pandemic is lifted. Businesses can still put restrictions in place that are, for masking and capacity limits, but the state is no longer requiring anyone to do those sorts of things.
Right. Well, Scott also said he will allow this state of emergency to expire. So what are the immediate implications of that?
The one that I'm looking at is the eviction moratorium, which is tied to that state of emergency, and that eviction moratorium will end 30 days from when the state of emergency expires. And the federal eviction moratorium is also set to end at the end of this month. And so with the state and federal eviction moratoriums running out, I think a big question is if the state can get all the rental assistance money that they have currently out the door fast enough to people that need it.
And in terms of the vaccine milestone, 80% of the state now with at least one dose. So is this the end of the state's vaccination effort?
No, the state is saying they're going to keep holding clinics. They're going to keep encouraging people who are choosing not to get vaccinated to get vaccinated. And there's also the possibility that in the fall, we're going to have a number of younger people in the state eligible to get a vaccine. Federal regulators are looking at vaccines right now to determine if they're safe for children under the age of 12. And once federal regulators approve a vaccine for that group of individuals, then the state will be working with people to distribute the vaccine to younger children as well.
And Governor Scott will hold another press briefing tomorrow. What are some of the issues that you're hoping to hear a bit more clarity on as we go forward?
I think we're going to hear a little bit more on just sort of what operations in Vermont are going to look like going forward. Some of the big questions would be, what is the state going to do with the motel housing program, which they've used throughout the pandemic to house many people experiencing homelessness? That I think is going to be one of the key decisions that's going to be made soon. Scott is also signing another executive order to help continue the National Guard's involvement, as well as federal funding of some programs like programs that give food to individuals who are in need, things like that. So I think we're going to get a little bit more clarity on a couple of those issues tomorrow.
This is VPR's Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
Thanks, Henry.